Confidence in man. Putting our confidence in man seems to be common in America today. As a people, we want something to fix our problems and make life better. We choose both good men and bad men to idolize. We simply want a hero to save us. Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, and many other men convinced the masses that they were the solution. We had many fine presidents who were also considered great leaders. The question is, if they brought about real change for the good. King David was a great leader of the Israelites because he understood where to place his confidence. He understood that he could not trust in his own people or his own generals. People fail, generals make mistakes, and the real enemy is always ready to take advantage. David wrote this short verse that really sums up the facts of history and life in general. Psalms 118:8 reads, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." The scripture is full of such great advice, and yet we slip back into the same mistakes of thinking a man or political party can solve our problems. But we can change. We have a choice. To make the right choice, we only need to look at history and seek God's wisdom. Men change, and often their change is toward evil. This should not be, but it seems to be the nature of man. However, there is a man in whom we can place complete confidence. His name is Jesus. God sent Jesus to earth to teach us a better way based on love. It started with God's love for us. His love for us was completed in Jesus' death on the cross for our sins. He became the first fruit of God's grace. When he rose from the dead on the third day, as was prophesied hundreds of years before, all men will fail. Even if you're very young, you have witnessed the disappointment in someone you expected to do better. In our world filled with political turmoil, we see men and women failing in one area after another. We're promised great things by individuals wanting our votes or financial support. Even when they are good people, we still find that they cannot deliver what they promise. There is only one place we can put our faith. That place is in the Son of God. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You can trust in all that God teaches in his holy word. Studying and applying the truths of the Bible is our only sure way to happiness. Man can never provide the security we desire. Place your confidence in God.